and welcome to Under the Grid, the podcast exploring the history of Milton Keynes from the collections team at Milton Keynes Museum. We delve deep and not so deep into time to tell you some of our favourite things about the area and share our discoveries from working at the museum. I'm Catherine, I'm the archivist.
I'm Sarah, I'm the collections officer.
And I'm Tabitha, I'm the archaeology curator and collections conservator.
Do you know what week it is this week?
No, what week is it?
Tell us.
Volunteers Week. So from the 1st to the 7th of June is the opportunity nationwide to celebrate all our volunteers and all the important work they do. So we thought this month we would highlight, showcase our volunteers and get them to tell you all about what they do and what they like doing at the museum, what they love about Milton Keynes, all that kind of stuff. Because the museum has so many volunteers. It was founded by volunteers. Everyone you see when you visit is a volunteer, from the shop people to the room guides to the tea room staff. They're all volunteers. So,
And
really
all
important.
The back of house team as well, all the maintenance, the gardening, the collections team, admin staff, it's all volunteers.
Apart from us.
There's out of a team of probably 170 at the moment, there is 8 paid staff, I think.
About
and
that.
All the rest are volunteers. The museum wouldn't exist without our volunteers.
So here's a few of them just chatting about what they do. Bill, thank you for joining us on Under the Grid. Can you tell us a little bit about your role at the museum and what sort of things you get up to?
Right, my current role, I come in essentially one day a week, and I've tended to do gardening. We've got a lawn mowing gentleman, so I find myself doing the strimming that the lawn mower can't reach, and sometimes the push mower as well. So that's what I've been doing the last, 5-6 months on that one day a week basis. I found myself on reception and then fairly rapidly moved into the old telephone hut on site. Because it was the next thing that you came to, so you might as well do telephones. 11 years later, I was still in telephones. By then, we moved across to the new gallery, but I was still on telephones. Because that's what you do every other Sunday, and for quite some time until I retired, I fairly regularly did alternate Sundays in the telephone gallery.
So you've done a few different roles around the museum. What has kept you coming back to volunteer?
The knowledge you get from someone that says, I used to work on these with telephones. Chaps have come in and they were engineers or linesmen. Because it was a gender split, the ladies that come in, I used to work one of these. What, for the post office? No, but it was a similar one. I was a private switchboard, yeah. So it might have been like one we'd have down in the corner. And they would tell you about it. And I still enjoy this two-way business between a visitor and yourself. But many of them, and I really like that, learning from others, their experiences, what they relate to.
Amazing.
So I'll come back down to earth a moment, yes. What was the question?
It was why you carry on, which I think you've answered.
I took a bit of a sabbatical from the regular or the fortnightly at one point, and somewhere else I'm talking to people about the museum, totally off-site, and I'm talking away, diddly-diddly-diddly, museum, we do it this way, and I thought, hang on, you're still part of the museum, aren't you? You've only moved away, you haven't left it, you're just temporarily not there. And I do find that becomes part of you, even when it gets frustrating and the rain rains in and you bang your head, it still becomes part of you.
Hi Marie, welcome to Under the Grid. Thank you for joining us.
Hello Catherine.
Thank you. So can you tell us a bit about what your role is at the museum and the kind of things that you do here?
Yes, interesting enough, I don't have a specific role. I would say my specific role is mainly administrator and receptionist. So in some days I'm helping with the recruitment volunteer and support officer. She aligns a few tasks for me during the days. For example, I update the volunteer database. I help with events. I do a data research for companies who would like to work with museum, mm-hmm. and helping in recruiting volunteers. So my role here is varied. Mainly, I have the opportunity to meet with a variety of people and visitors, and of course, all the volunteers who do an amazing job here. Yeah.
Oh, brilliant. And why did you start volunteering at Milton Keynes Museum?
Yeah, I started about now 2 months ago when I finished my contract. So while I'm looking for a full-time permanent position, I'm so pleased I found this opportunity to work as a volunteer in this museum. Yeah.
And why do you carry on the museum? Yeah. What makes you do that?
Yeah. So what I like here is mainly because the volunteer support officer, she knows my skills and I have the chance to deal help with different tasks in different departments of the museum. You're never bored, you always have something to do, and it's such a great working environment with nice people. Well, I will certainly miss the whole team.
Yeah, so you like the variety of stuff that you can do.
Yes, that's what, and they give you the opportunity to do what you want, or maybe you would like to develop the skills. Mm-hmm. So they are very helpful in this sense.
Okay, that's great. And what do you think is special about the museum in particular?
Yes, so what I think is special mostly it's the whole team of the staff and volunteers who are here to assist and provide with the knowledge to visitors. It's such a lovely, friendly team. Oh. So just come along, you will see by yourself.
Yeah, that's good to know.
Yep, my name is Paul Swannell, and I work here at the museum as a room guide, mainly in the parlour. It's probably the favourite place I like to go, but I also can work in the kitchen and in the servants' room and the new toy room and even the street of shops. But yeah, my favourite place is in the parlour.
What makes the parlour your favourite?
I think I like it because it's probably one of the first places that our visitors come to. So I like to feel that I can perhaps give them a nice warm welcome. And as well as welcoming them to Milton Keynes Museum, I sometimes say I could say welcome to Stacey Hill Farm, because that's how I knew the site as a little boy living in Wolverton, and I still live in Wolverton. So I knew it when I was a young lad and often used to play in the farmyard here, and certainly walked across the fields and played in the fields and courted my then girlfriend and still now my wife all those years ago.
So you've got a nice long connection.
I've got a long connection with the site. I knew Ted Cockrell. Ted Cockrell, I think, was probably one of the early founders of the museum, along with people like Ray Bell Chambers, who I knew, all friends of my parents. I'm born and bred Wolverton, so a long association with the town. I taught in the town, and looking back at family history, the Swannells all around here in the past were also agricultural labourers. So, yeah, quite strong ties to the museum. And I think that's probably why I like working here. I've always loved history. I think it's in that respect, it's a nice place to work.
And what keeps you coming back? Why do you continue to volunteer?
I appreciate that a lot of hard work goes on here at the museum. A lot of things that I know I don't see going on. And in fact, I've just passed in coming in one of the guys who I know puts a lot of time into maintenance work here. A lot of hard work goes on behind the scenes. And I think not only the general public, but we as volunteers as well don't always see that. So I think I feel that I can support that by being a kind of first person who meets the general public. I can support the hard work that goes on here and hopefully keep it going. I enjoy, say, I come in on a Thursday, and I think another thing that helps me keep coming back is not only because I feel I'm doing a good job and a worthwhile job, and let's face it, nowadays it's not always easy to get people who are happy to volunteer. I find that in lots of spheres in which I move. But we've the team that work on I call it the Thursday team. I don't know what you call it, but there is a camaraderie. You know, yes. We're almost like a little family, and I look forward every week to seeing people like John and Diane and Moira. They're part of my life, and yeah, okay, there are times when we're not particularly busy, and you can sit down or stand up against a nice warm radiator and have a chat about football and animals and one's health as one gets older. The community, and hopefully the community will become part of it.
So do you have a favourite object or story that you like to tell people?
I've got a favourite object, and I've also got a kind of reminiscence through part of the museum that I like. Probably one of my favourite objects is the puff billiards. It's not a device. A lot of children call it a game, but as I point out to them, it's not a game, and the parents sometimes look at me as if to say, what, you know, it's like blow football. And when I tell them that the actual object is a gambling device, or that's what I've been told, is actually a gambling device where Victorian ladies and men would stand around it playing. And around it, obviously, was a lot of smoking, drinking, and no doubt the odd piece of bad language as well. So I tell them that hopefully their young children would never see the likes of. But it's great not only giving that piece of information about something that is well over 100 years old, but also then playing that game with the children and their parents. And some people, I think, quite honestly, would stay playing that all day long rather than moving on. So that's probably one of my favourite objects in the area in which I work.
Malcolm, can you tell us about your role at the museum and what sort of things you do?
Well, I started with the museum about 6 years ago. I was originally a native of Birmingham, and then I went to Canada for 40 years. And I came back to live in England about 6 years ago, and I found myself in a situation where I didn't know a lot of people. So I was looking around for something to do to keep useful. You know, when you start your retirement, you're looking around, you're kind of concerned that you're going to become bored during the day. Even though I'm lucky enough to have family around, they go to school, they go to work, so you're left sometimes with not much to do. So it's been great to come to the museum and spend some time, and I suppose give the benefit of my life experience to the museum, some of my skills. And I suppose labour as well. You know, if something needs moving, then it needs moving, right? But also, it's been of tremendous benefit to me, I think, over the last 6 years, because it's allowed me somewhere to come and socialise and to continue with my education. I'm a great believer in lifelong education. I think some people, they finish school or college and they say, I'm done. That's it. Now I'm just working. I think it's important to be able to continue your education, and the museum allows you to do that.
So, keeps the brain active.
Yes. So I originally came and I worked in the maintenance area, but then I had some heart problems, so I decided I needed to pull back. So I took one of the major advantages of volunteering at the museum, which is flexibility, where you can pull out of one area, in my case maintenance, and go into another area, which involved editing using Photoshop, editing some of the pictures that are taken of the artifacts at the museum. So it's really been a great experience, because I suppose a volunteer can come in every day if they want. They could come in every week or on an ad hoc basis. So as far as I'm concerned, it's provided a perfect opportunity to keep involved and keep busy.
And what do you think is special about the museum?
I think the museum is special because when you come here, you don't meet one type of person. You've got a whole range of people that you interact with. You've got younger people, older people, and people with all different life experiences.
Well, thank you for coming to talk to us a bit about your role as a volunteer. So could you tell us what your role at the museum is and what sort of things that you do, as well as introduce yourself?
Okay, my name's Mark, and I've been volunteering at the museum for probably more than 15 years now. And I started volunteering while I was still working and very recently retired, so I've kind of carried on. I've done various things since I've been here, but at the moment, most of my time is spent working in the garden. So we have a couple of show gardens here, really, a Victorian garden and a wartime or austerity garden. So I spent a lot of time working on those and kind of getting them up to standard.
Yeah, I know that one object or space almost that always gets to people is the air raid shelter, which I guess you're very familiar with since it's going off all the time while you're working in the garden.
Yeah, I have mixed feelings about that. There were a couple of structures in the garden which people like to come, visitors like to come and see. One of them is the air raid shelter, but I often also point out the privy, which is nearby. And sometimes I ask the younger visitors, you know, what do you think? Which one of these do you think saved more lives? Was it the privy or was it the air raid shelter? And that's quite an interesting question to ask, I think, for we kind of forget just how things have moved on, just how dangerous. My previous background also includes microbiology and medical microbiology. I'm a medical laboratory scientist as a background, and we've become unused to, until quite recently, the danger of infectious diseases and the impact on society. So talking about the privy sometimes is quite nice to say, well, you know, people that came before us had to deal with.
So thank you for joining us today for our podcast to talk about volunteers at the museum. So could you introduce yourself and tell us a bit about your role at the museum and what sort of things that you do?
Yeah, so hi, I'm Jamie. So I volunteer at the museum and I oversee the digitization of the Roman coin collection, which I've been doing for quite a few months now, which is just scanning them, putting in the correct information onto the computer and making sure that's all up to scratch. I've also had the opportunity to curate my own mini exhibit here, which has been really fun, which was on ceramics as a form of celebration. So it's just looking at ceramics that we have in the collection and what stories you can tell about celebration with them and how those stories have changed since their initial release. So we've got a Golden Jubilee jug in there from Queen Victoria, which has very dated reliefs on it of the empire, the colonies. So it was how you retell that story in today and how it has evolved since then, because it what was once celebrated now is not looked back on and celebrated in the same way. One of the most recent things we have in the little exhibit is a mug which says "Smash the Patriarchy" on it, and it's just celebrating feminism, and it's the continuation of that story and how it's changed and developed and evolved and is still continuing today is just fascinating.
So why did you start volunteering at the Milton Keynes Museum?
Okay, so I've always loved museums, been going to Lowe's since I was a kid, because Milton Keynes is quite local to me as well. I've been coming here since I was a kid on school trips and everything, which has been great, or which was great. So I started a master's in museum studies in September, but I realised I needed more practical hands-on experience. Through a lot of my interviews for different universities, they said try getting some volunteer experience or just experience in general. And this was still when things were in and out of lockdown, so it was quite hard to try and get any volunteer experience because I was living in London at the time as well. So I knew I was moving home back to the area, so I thought, why not apply for Milton Keynes? And yeah, I got a position here volunteering, and honestly, the experience here has been amazing, getting to know everyone and everything, and just how nice everyone is and really interested, because obviously I'm planning to go on and do this as a career. Everyone's been really helpful and just almost nurturing me in a way to make sure I develop my skills here, which has been really nice and amazing.
You'd like to introduce yourself?
Yes. My name's Jill Harper and I've been volunteering at the museum since about 1992. Yes. I took early retirement from work and obviously wanted to find something to do. I love museums, always visited museums right from a young child. And I went to the volunteer bureau that was in Milton Keynes to see what was available. And they mentioned Milton Keynes Museum, which at the time I hadn't really heard of. So It was early days and it wasn't open regularly like it is today. So I started off just guiding children, school children round. And then after that, I gradually started doing work in the office and getting more involved with general things. I started on the collection, and anything that was donated, any artifact that was donated, was taken in those days. Yeah. So we had an awful lot of things brought into the museum, and so I started cataloguing it and running the storeroom in the granary, because that was the only place at the time where we could store artifacts. And then gradually, as the museum was opened up, rooms were taken over in the house and opened up to the public, we were able to get some of that stuff into the rooms as exhibits.
Yeah. That's always nice when you get stuff out of store and put it on display.
Yeah, that's it. And especially when the Street of Shops was brought into working order, that was lovely because we were able to bring such a lot of things out of store and fill the shops up. So after that, I still continued to guide schools. but then the lady that used to run that had to leave with ill health. So I took over running the school visits, which was taking the bookings, arranging for guides to come in, and generally, you know, seeing what they wanted, what sort of tour they wanted, guiding myself. And then someone, another volunteer, offered to help me because it was getting quite a big job. Yes. And I wasn't coming in every day of the week, only a couple of days a week. So between us, we used to run the education. We did that for quite a few years. And in the meantime, I still was involved with the collection, but not quite as much at that time. So eventually, though, Bill Griffiths, the director, wanted a few changes in education and brought in other people. So we both decided we would have a break from that. And I went back onto the collection and I'm working with Sarah.
Which I'm very grateful, thank you.
In the meantime, I am one of those people that if there's help needed somewhere, I will go and help. You know, I don't mind where I go in the museum. And so I have been helping in the cafe as well. And that seemed to be, we're rather short of volunteers, especially since the COVID closed down. So I've been helping Diane in the cafe one day a week in the summer when we're open, and then continue to do the collection on the other day. So
wow, need to give you a hammer on one day and then you can do a bit of maintenance. Yes, as well.
That's right.
Sell something in bit the shop painting, and you've done every department.
Yes. It was rather nice. I was we were awarded the volunteer Queen's Award for volunteering, and it was rather nice for me that Bill Griffiths asked me to accept the award for all the volunteers. Yes. which is nice, you know, it's special. So I was very appreciative of that.
Yeah, so you must be one of our longer standing
volunteers. Yes, I think I am now, actually. Yes, there's not many that have been here that long.
What is it that keeps you coming back?
I just find it very interesting. I love seeing the different artifacts that come in and things like that. And it's not a museum where everything's in glass cases, and it's very hands-on, which makes it a completely different sort of thing, you know, to some museums. And I just enjoy history as well, so it suits me, you know, this subject.
Okay, so you want to introduce yourself?
My name's Jill Beckford and I work within the collections department. Our job is to go through, look at each object, assess its condition, define what it is, and then whether it's suitable to stay on display, needs repair, or is sadly sometimes not really suitable or safe to be displayed anymore. I started volunteering after I retired. I wanted something to do that was interesting and would keep me busy and my mind active. I carry on after all these years because I actually enjoy it. It's really interesting finding all the different objects that other people may never see because some of them are in a store and looking at them. And sometimes we find a note with them about whose they were and how they came to have them, or in the case of clothes, when they made them. Sometimes they were at school. Other times there's a sadder story, like the lady who made a lovely nightie for her wedding night, but sadly her fiancé died in World War I and she never wore it. Do I have a favourite object or story? I guess that was my favourite story so far. My favourite object, oh, I wish I'd had one, the toy lawnmower. And I rather suspect my grandsons would love one too, but they don't sell them anymore. The other things I love, being reminded of my own family's history. They're quite humble beginnings. Some, at least one, became a wheelwright. A lot of the ladies took up straw plaiting to eke out the family money. I just love being reminded of my ancestors. Like,
do you have a local connection?
Not here. I'm from Hertfordshire originally, and my family are from Norfolk, Suffolk and Wiltshire via Hertfordshire. But we've now been here since 1972, so we regard ourselves as local.
Oh, one of the earliest people to come to the new town, or I should call it now, the new city.
It was the new city of Milton Keynes when we moved here, even though there was only about two estates built. What do I think special about the museum? The friendly volunteers, everyone's a team. We're all trying to do our best to make sure that our visitors get to see what as much of the museum as they'd like, and then more, to bring history alive, to make especially the history of this area, which sadly far too many people say new city doesn't have any history. Awful lot of history in this area. I think that's just about it. Oh, Diane's cakes. You must visit the granary for Diane's cakes and sandwiches. That is definitely the most special thing about this museum.
And volunteers get 50% off.
That's handy. That's all for now.
Thank you very much.
So that was fantastic to listen to, and a big thank you to all of the volunteers who took time out of their busy volunteering schedules to be part of this podcast. And again, a massive thank you to all the volunteers who work in the museum and help the museum keep the way it is. There were some fantastic things that we heard today, including the museum being a unique and interesting place and having the ability to actually handle the objects being something that especially the room guides really enjoyed.
Yeah, and the family feeling that everybody has, the community that you get from volunteering here, it's really nice to hear that everybody loves it.
Yeah, I really liked when people were doing a variety of jobs and like they have the opportunity to do so many things and also like be flexible at the same time, which is really cool.
Yes, so thank you all for taking part, and for everybody else that wasn't able to be part of the podcast, because if we'd asked everybody or everybody had volunteered, then this podcast would have been about 12 hours long.
Which would be very difficult to upload.
Yes.
Yeah.
But if you've heard this and you're thinking, that sounds awesome, I would like to volunteer, you should get in touch with our volunteer officer, Miriam, whose email address is volunteer@mkmuseum.org.uk. Or you can check out the website for more info.
That's it for this episode. If you've got an idea for a future topic you'd like us to feature, then get in touch with us via social media. We're at MK Museum on Twitter and Facebook, and at Milton Keynes Museum on Instagram. Also, check out our website, miltonkeynesmuseum.org.uk.